This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we're joined by Danya Nair of the news team for today's Keep in View. So today we're talking about how lab-grown meat is available for delivery for the first time ever in the world. This is happening in Singapore through Foodpanda. Danya, tell us more.
Yes, so a California-based startup, Eat Just, they've partnered with Foodpanda to have its cultured meat products available for delivery. And this is just for a limited time. And if you want to know what cultured meat is, it is meat grown from small amounts of animal cells in a lab. The product is being called Good Meat, branded under the Eat Just banner. And the journey for this really began sort of last year. Singapore granted regulatory approval for Good Meat Chicken, and this made it the first country in the world to authorize the sale of lab-grown meat. And then it brings us to where we are today with the delivery service. Before that, I just forgot to mention that the 1880 Singapore restaurant became the first eatery to sell cultured meat, and then it came to delivery service.
We have the timeline right now.
We have the timeline, good. And in conjunction with Earth Day yesterday, they rolled out delivery service. Orders for Good Meat products are prepared by the 1880 restaurant. They're offering three dishes using cultured meat. This is katsu chicken curry, chicken Caesar salad, and as well as chicken and rice. There's a longer description of it if you look it up. It sounds a lot more delicious than what I'm just saying. And they're not just stopping here. Starting in the middle of May, Good Meat selections from JW Marriott Singapore South Beach will also be available for home delivery. And both brands also anticipate, you know, announcing more collaborations with restaurants in Singapore within the coming months. And beyond just the meals itself, to further promote the eco-friendly nature of growing meat from cells, these meals will also be delivered by electric bicycles within the restaurant's delivery zone. And they will also come packed in sustainable packaging made with bamboo fiber and resin. And both brands sort of came out and said the reason they wanted to do this was because, you know, they wanted to be part of not just the company's efforts, but a global effort towards a sustainable food ecosystem.
So this is not entirely new, right? Because over the past few years, we've seen the growth of a host of meat substitutes, plant-based alternatives. I believe this really only proves the fact that the demand for food like this is increasing.
Right. And I think, you know, the foundation is in place for it to grow even more. We already have a number of startups around the world working to develop cell-based versions of animal products. And this, you know, includes things like beef and lobster. And even just last year, we saw KFC partnering with a company in Russia to create chicken nuggets made in a lab with chicken and plant cells. And this is using a bio-printing method. And this is expected to be launched sometime this year, maybe September, October. So I guess we'll have to see how that goes. And if you look at the plant-based meat market worldwide, it is valued at more than $11 billion in 2019. And this is only expected to grow over the next 8 years. It's expected to reach about $35 billion in 2027. And, you know, when you look at these numbers, it's, you know, obvious that some of this would come from people who are looking for meat substitutes, either for environmental, ethical or health reasons. So clearly there is a demand for it, especially because there's growing dissent against the cultural current agricultural practices. You know, if you look at it from an environmental standpoint, you know, we could reduce our land use and deforestation caused by animal agriculture industries. If you were to take one granular example, about 90% of the Amazon rainforest that's been cleared since 1970, you know, that's used for either grazing or growing food for cattle. And the United Nations states that animal agriculture is responsible for nearly a fifth of human-induced greenhouse gas emissions. So for context, raising cows and their feed in the Amazon has resulted in a loss of an area larger than the state of Washington. That's about Sabah and Sarawak combined, if you want to try and imagine that. And that's just from one company. So it's, you know, that's why we're sort of seeing the rise in demand for these sustainable products now. And then, you know, you think about things like, you know, less use of chemical fertilizers for animal feeds, a reduction in methane emissions. But of course, if, you know, this sort of trend of cultured meat or lab-based meat grows, we would need to have more study on how to make them more energy efficient. And also there are the issues of, you know, things of production costs and gaining regulatory approval if we want to commercialize these kind of products. But I think EatJust and Foodpanda shows that it's not impossible to do. And if you want to talk about things like taste, if we go back to the Singapore restaurant 1880, the approval for the Good Meat Chicken among its diners was pretty high. 70% of diners saying that it was good or even better than conventional chicken. And 90% of diners also say they would substitute traditionally raised chicken with cultured meat. And honestly, I'm quite curious to try it, especially since they say the taste is pretty similar. And I think it sort of eases any sort of guilt I feel towards eating animals as well.
It's interesting, right? Because this is a bit different from, say, something like the Impossible Burger and other plant-based substitutes, because then the convincing factor is a little tougher for people who essentially like their meat but perhaps want to do a little better with the environment in terms of animal cruelty and so on. Whereas this is, for all intents and purposes, no different from actual chicken meat, but it's grown in a lab. I wonder whether people would perhaps make that switch a lot quicker, a lot easier. That said, the idea of something being grown in a lab, I feel, is a bit of a hurdle.
I was about to say, I don't know if hearing this chicken was made in a lab would be the most
It's not even chicken, yeah? It's the meat that's grown in a lab.
Yeah, the meat. So it's like, you know, I don't know if I heard that, I would be like, yes, I'm going to try this now. But I still think it's a really good idea, at least, even if we don't know about things like, you know, the full energy efficiency of it. I think it'll be a great thing to sort of move away from, you know, animals being killed en masse.
Let us know what you think about this idea of lab-grown meat. Is that something that you would try? Call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.